Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. We are in season 3 of the Daily Hype Podcast, and with that comes some really exciting updates. You might have noticed that the cover art has changed and that this season we have a sponsor of the entire episode, our friends at MeTime. MeTime is the first morning routine kit to hit the market, and it is game-changing. When I got into a car accident in 2017, I got really, really deep into a bad place. And so I started journaling. I started really reflecting on affirmations, and I used different essential oils to calm my nervous system. And with that, the morning routine evolved. And that is what MeTime is today. With the kit, you get all three of those things: eucalyptus oil, a deck of cards that all have affirmations on them, and a journal specifically made the way that I journal so that everybody can experience it for themselves. The best part about the morning routine kit is that you don't need like an hour and a half and a meditation room and a plush robe and complete quiet. Like, that is such a lie that is fed to us about morning routines. It's like, we all have like maybe 10 to 15 minutes in the morning, and that's the beauty of this kit. It can be done in 15 to 20 minutes if you do the whole thing together, but if you just want to do the journal, that might be 5-7 minutes. You have the affirmation card that you can just grab on your way out the door, the eucalyptus oil to dab on your wrists, take a big inhale. If you have just 1 minute, there is something in this kit for you to level yourself out, to feel more connected to yourself, to feel a little bit more organized in your day-to-day. It's the best way to kickstart your morning. The best thing is that everybody listening here gets a special discount for the morning routine kit. Go to the MeTime website. You can find the link in our bio. It's haveamomentforyourself.com, and use the code thedailyhype for 10% off your first purchase. We are so excited to see you guys utilizing this in your day-to-day life. And now with all of that said, let's jump into the episode so that you can level yourself out in a new way. I have to warn you, I have been watching Grey's Anatomy religiously. And if you've ever seen Grey's Anatomy, you know that it always starts and ends with these really powerful quotes, and they just like resonate with you and make you think about life. And there's one that I cannot shake. And I didn't think I was going to use it for a podcast, but while I was watching it, I wrote it down because I was just like, wow, it's so good. There's a quote where there's a character who really needs to make a decision, and it's a tough decision, you know, kind of at like a fork in the road. And Miranda Bailey, who is always a voice of reason on the show, said, you know, this person was like, it's just such a hard decision. And she says, it's not hard. It's painful, but it's not hard. You know what to do already. And if you didn't know, you wouldn't be in this much pain. And the thing is, we all have decisions in our life that we don't want to make sometimes, or that we don't want to face, or moves forward that we don't want to take. And, you know, it's interesting because most of the time we don't see our lives changing in front of our lives, right? Things just change. You look back and you're like, oh my gosh, where did the time go? Or how did I become this person? Or wow, I became this person. Like, there's so many different things where you just don't notice the change happening because it happens so slowly. But then other times we can actually look at a situation and you see the line in the sand in front of you, where there's before you take the action and after you take the action, before you move away and after, before you end the relationship and after you end it, before you quit your job, after you quit your job. And typically I think we are so confused in these situations when you know that you're about to make a change in your life. And we feel we have no idea what to do, right? We say things like, this is so unbelievably hard. And what do I even do? Or I wish that someone would just tell me what I'm supposed to do in this situation. Just tell me what I'm supposed to do. The thing is, we always know what to do. The situation isn't confusing because it's hard. It's confusing because it's painful. So that situation that I'm making you think of, like, is it really hard or is it painful? Maybe it's painful for you. Maybe it's painful for someone else. Maybe it's painful for your family, for your friend, for the person you're with. Like, there are times when we know what we should be doing. We know what we really want to do. We know what is best for us. But we get confused when we let everybody else tell us what we should be doing. So forget them. Forget me. Forget your mom. Forget your best friend. You know what to do. You know one day you're going to have to face the music and move because you can't stop thinking about it, or quit your job because you know it's not right for you, or end that relationship because it really isn't serving you. You know one day you're going to have to. And the reason you're confused is not because it's hard. It's because it's painful. I hope that gives you some sort of clarity. It definitely opened my eyes to some things in life. And realized that there's decisions that I've held back from making. And I've thought, it's because it's so hard. No, it's because it's painful. And when we come to terms with saying, okay, this will be painful, but it won't be hard. Like, I can get through this. I can make it through it. Maybe that can give us the courage to make those decisions we have to make in life. It's a new week. Let's start strong. Let's leave the past behind us. Let's go make good decisions that align with who we are and choose the life that we want for us. I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.